Let's pick up now with our series, The Human Edge, on how evolution has made our species so successful. We heard yesterday how our brain is uniquely wired for storytelling and how that helps us to see and even shape our lives. This morning, NPR science correspondent John Hamilton resumes the story we began yesterday of a man from Menasha, Wisconsin, named Sean Parker.
Hi, everyone. I'm Sean.
Sean's waited nearly 20 years for this moment. He's standing on a stage in Hollywood, about to tell the audience how he got here.
Growing up, I loved movies. I loved watching them.
Sean decided as a kid he wanted his life to be a story about more than just working in a paper mill.
There was one movie that came to define my view on life, and that movie was Excalibur.
Sean is telling his story as part of a show called Mortified.
Excalibur made me think that just like Arthur, that I had a destiny.
Grown-ups recount painfully funny experiences from adolescence. Neil Ketcher is executive producer of Mortified. He says telling stories can be a way of coping with adversity, even death. When we relive a painful event, it reminds us that eventually we feel better.
When we're children, we think a lot of things are going to kill us. We think that getting pantsed in gym class would kill us. We think that getting rejected by that crush would, be the end.
But of course, it's not. Today, Sean is describing how he tried to make his own life a bit like the story of King Arthur. His destiny would be true love, his own Guinevere.
And when I was 18, I was convinced that that destiny was Heidi.
Sean shows the cheesy video he made to woo her. And then he reads the Dear Sean letter she sent him. The audience is laughing and cringing because they see a bit of themselves in Sean. Hearing a story from this guy helps us feel better about our own stories of humiliations. Sean survives, so will we. Antonio Damasio is a behavioral neurologist at the University of Southern California. And he says whether we're watching Sean or Shakespeare, we use stories to gain a perspective on our own lives.
At the end of a great big drama in which everybody dies, you know that you're not going to die.
Damasio says stories serve another purpose, too.
But maybe you're going to take some lessons out of why on earth poor Hamlet got into the trouble he got and why he had to be turned into mincemeat.
So we do everything we can to make sure our own life stories turn out differently.
I realized maybe this was my grail, making videos.
The audience at Mortified loves that Sean uses his romantic failure to change his life. He talks about his plan to leave Menasha. Everyone is rooting for him. Then Sean's story takes another turn.
Out of nowhere, my dad got sick. And we were told time was precious, so I stayed where I was needed.
At this point, the 250 people watching Sean are totally silent. He isn't talking about being mortified anymore. He's talking about mortality. Sean has slammed into a major problem faced by our species. We know we're going to die, and we have to make that bearable. Damasio says stories are how we do that. Stories about an afterlife, and the stories we create in this one, the businesses we build, the children we raise, the books we write, the good we do.
All of these things are attempts by clever human beings to cope with fundamentally a rather bad deal, which is that you're alive, you enjoy your life, there are others that you love, they can be lost. How do you deal with it?
And Damasio says there's another way stories help us survive. When the present is grim, we look ahead to the part of our life we haven't lived yet and start writing that story.
When I'm talking to someone who is discouraged or depressed, I tend to say, don't let yourself be in this moment. Try to think instead about the possible future and try to be literally pulled by that future. Imagine something that you would like to achieve.
And that's what Sean did. But it wasn't his father's death he had to deal with. His father's illness, cancer, went into remission. Sean had to deal with staying in Menasha instead of going to Hollywood. Nearly 20 years passed. And during that time, the great future in movies that Sean imagined for himself evolved a bit. We're always rewriting our lives.
Man, if I could be, just a storyteller.
not having to be the main guy, but just to be part of it, to say, hey, I was part of that. I was part of something that moved you.
This draft of his future kept him going. He did some local improv. He learned about video editing. And one day, he started tinkering with that video love letter he'd made for Heidi. He watched himself as a young man, lip-syncing to the heavy metal song Wait. And then, as he tells the audience at Mortified, he was able to use his computer to finally make his lips match the words.
And when I finally put it all together, I realized something. The Wait video wasn't necessarily a message to Heidi. It was a message for me to be part of something greater than myself.
And that wasn't happening in Menasha. So at the age of 37, Sean got in his car and headed for the land of dreams and palm trees. Before long, he met the people at Mortified. They helped Sean realize that the story he'd been working on his whole life was his own.
And here I stand before you, the newest and oldest production assistant of Fox Television's post-accounting division. Free insurance. And now, here are the final moments of the video that took nearly two decades to realize. I give you Wait as it was originally meant to be seen.
Neil Katcher, Mortified's executive producer, still remembers that moment.
The crowd just started cheering so loudly that you could feel the cheers sort of shaking the whole room.
I remember distinctly feeling, if nothing else ever happens for me out here, I have that moment that I stood in front of 250 strangers and I moved them.
Sean says that moment helps him accept the present, a present in which his father has died, he works as a clerk while looking for acting jobs, and he lives in a shoebox apartment.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Oh, this is the hovel.
But you are right on Santa Monica Boulevard.
I know. It's weird, right? Because there's so much money around me. It's just kind of strange then to have this tiny little place that this is what $575 a month buys you. So
it's not much. But to Sean, it's a pretty good place to start writing the next part of his story. John Hamilton, NPR News.
And those reports are being told with the help of producer Rebecca Davis.